at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Vic Henley tweets at Vic Henley, and Sean Ganant tweets at Sean Ganant. And they're the Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com to see tickets. And for Knicks, go see him in all those clubs in New York. But when you're on the road, they can find your dates at
VicHenley.com.
VicHenley.com.
Also, I'm at Vic Henley on Instagram.
Instagram,
if you
want
to get into the Instagram.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I don't do a lot of pictures, but still.
I know.
It's usually of a margarita.
It is. Yeah. There's pictures of drinks. There's
that's
a margarita.
Perfect.
There's a picture of half a bottle of Tater's tequila.
Oh, yeah?
Stuff like that.
Beautiful
that.
Bottle.
I
it's a lovely bottle.
Craig, join the program when we talk about with the guys.
That's what's on our Instagram. It's Craig.
Right. Craig.
Nothing but pictures of Craig. Right.
I can see that.
Naked.
I have a picture of the 1982 Craig calendar.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
That was a good year.
I know. You're July. That
everybody
year.
Involved, wasn't it, Craig?
Oh, it really was.
You're so giving that year.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
and he was
it really wasn't just that year.
He was younger.
Yeah.
They did the Craig calendar for like how long? 15 years in a row?
Something like that, yeah.
It's like the fireman calendar. Yeah.
Then I started doing it every couple years.
Right.
And doing the 18-month calendar.
Then gray started sprouting around the pube area.
But then they started figuring out Photoshop.
Well, then we just it was a different market we had after that.
Whole another demographic.
Yeah, skewed a different demographic.
The gray pube market exploded.
I Photoshop gray pubes in your junk.
Thank you.
I want to make you look older.
Thank you.
Sadder.
If that's what it does.
It's the kind of guy I'm into.
If that's what it takes for you.
That's Photoshop more.
I'm very specific, bro.
Photoshop more on you.
Sean just enjoys having pictures of dinks on his computer screen.
That was most of the discussion yesterday.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oddly enough, P, you are correct, as usual.
Yeah. We did have that discussion.
Yes, I know. That's why I said it.
That's a whole other story.
Canada recently legalized the recreational cannabis.
Yes, they did.
But it is still illegal to transport it across the country's borders.
Yeah, if you're going into, say, Washington, where it's legal, you can't do that.
You can go from one Canadian province to another.
Yeah.
You just can't take it out of the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that in Oregon, too. You can fly from anywhere in Oregon with weed, too. And California, you can fly.
Out. LAX, right? Yeah. I just told a buddy of mine who's actually doing some work in California. And I said, you can fly out with it now.
Yeah.
And if you land here in town, they're not going to care because you're already in town. Unless say there's a dog.
I've only heard that of LAX. Other airports cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's I would think they just can't do it at LAX. It must be other California.
Orange County?
Yeah. You live there, so. Yeah.
But I haven't heard if it's cool or not.
So if you fly out, nobody's going to stop you when you land anywhere.
No.
Yeah, so who cares, right?
And then, it used to be, if you flew out with weed in California, and if they TSA caught you, they just turn you over to the local, they call the local police.
Right.
And the police just come and go dump it out, just like water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
not,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, it's because it's called progressive. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
The rest of some people are staying back. Our governor's staying back. But the rest of us, we're living here in the future.
That's not what the TSA wants to worry about.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
They worry about bigger things.
Right.
I've heard a policy out of Denver's airport.
Can you fly out of Denver yet?
I'm unfamiliar.
I'm
sure people do all the time.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
We can send Sean O'Brien up through Denver.
Yeah.
Since he's out there just roaming the prairie at this moment.
I don't know.
It's so good finding Bud Light. He can find weed. Maybe it's in that ditch that he's in.
Somewhere there's an MC in a ditch.
Ditch weed.
Like we talked, it should be cool to fly from Colorado to Oregon or to Washington or to California.
But once again, Todd, if you go from
a legal state to a legal state.
Oh, yeah.
But you fly legal to illegal, they're not going to stop you in the airport you're landing in. You're not going through customs
in
Omaha or Kansas City.
You're not
going through customs. You're just getting off the plane. Nobody cares.
But I still don't fly with it.
You don't. I don't want you to because we have a job. But I know other guys that have their own businesses that just do it.
We have a job.
Yeah.
We have very confidently stated.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize this, Todd.
We have a job.
We actually have a job.
If I got snagged with it, the paper here never mentions us. But they would in that instance.
In that instance,
they would.
Cover story on the weekend edition.
I'm pretty sure I'm fired.
Yeah. That's why I don't want you to do that, you know?
Well, that's why I don't.
I know.
That's so stupid.
They really look after each other.
No, I mean, that's sweet. What you guys got going on.
That's amazing. That's absolutely
Todd, I don't
adorable.
Want you to fly with weed. We'll get fired. That's so stupid, guys. Grow up.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just the weed laws.
It's ridiculous.
So
10 are completely legal now, recreational. 33 are medical. So, and we're living in a state where the governor just recently came out and said it's dangerous.
Ah, right? Man.
Dangerous.
And you know why it's dangerous? Because K2 or whatever.
K2.
Yeah,
synthetic marijuana is dangerous. Oh, so
I thought you meant the mountain.
Yeah.
K2. You went K2. I went to the Alps.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
I know you did.
No, no, no.
Thank you. That's cocaine. Are we talking coke?
Actually, you guys come back.
That makes as much sense.
Yeah.
Climbing K2 is dangerous.
That is way more dangerous.
Therefore, marijuana is dangerous. It makes as much sense.
Yes, so Jeff Sessions is the new governor of Nebraska?
Basically.
Is that what you're telling me?
Raul Ricketts, same difference.
Oh, no. He's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty bad.
When it comes to that,
I don't know who he's sucking up to, but
he's a bit of an idiot. I don't know where he gets his information or.
Well, they rolled sick kids in front of him a couple years ago. They wanted medical marijuana. Nothing. Nah. Get out of here.
Not even the sick kids.
Not even medical marijuana.
Wow.
Not even sick kids.
Yeah. Wouldn't even.
But we know we're conservative here in the Heartland. No, we're not.
Well, come on.
These cities are not.
Right.
These
cities
are not. Yes.
Some kid that may not even make it anyway, and you could comfort them in their last few months or years.
Or just help people.
Yeah. You know, I go to those dispensaries in California because I smoke weed again.
You did?
Yeah, I have to because I have digestive issues because I can't drink. I have to.
Well, you got to catch a bus.
Yeah. But like, you go to those dispensaries out in California, and the people that are in that store, it's all walks of life.
I know.
You see a lot of cancer patients go there. You see people, like old people.
It's just becoming stores.
It's just, it is.
No, I know it's going to happen, but it's got to be a national. It's going to be like gay marriage. It's going to be national because locally, we wouldn't have passed that either.
No, you still have dry counties in Alabama, Mississippi.
Well, I understand. I get dry counties. I don't understand them, but you can still have alcohol in that dry county. You just can't sell it.
You can't buy it.
Weed is illegal.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Whatever. I hate to dwell on that, but it just pissed me off when the people are buying into that crap.
It's so dumb.
He said it's dangerous. 10 states, it's legal now.
Cool, I'll buy another ounce there.
Stock up.
Yeah. I'm a chop. What, do I snort it? What do I do with this weed?
Well, we've talked about this before on the show. Is it, where in the world are you completely legal? And then you drive 3 miles to another state and you're completely illegal. I mean, jail time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Now, what's New York now? It's recreational. When are they going to start selling it recreational?
I don't know, but they don't care.
I
passed a van the other day, and I had to stop because I thought it was a goof, you know, and it was a van all decorated in weed, and there was smokes coming out of the van.
Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It was really like a weed food truck.
Oh, really? Okay.
Basically, because I walked by, and I caught the whiff of weed, and I thought, out of the corner of my eye, I go, well, that van's painted like with weed all over it. And I turned around, and I walked back. There was nobody in it.
Yeah.
It's just a like the Scooby-Doo mystery machine sitting there, you know, painted with all kinds of weed leaves all over it and smelled like weed. It had a little vent thing on the top
and nobody cared.
Was coming out and it was just sitting there on the sidewalk. No, nobody cares.
Of course they don't.
People got to go to work.
You get my exactly.
That's something to do. I'm trying to get my falafel.
Todd, make me a falafel.
Yeah, you think the governor would care about kids? Because that way, when they grow up, you could lethally inject them.
Yes, that's right. Right. With illegal drugs. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a good one, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you, Todd.
Sick Todd.
Apparently, you do have a job.
Well, he was accused of...
injecting
no,
sick kids?
No, getting illegal drugs to kill people.
Todd,
death penalty.
The governor, not me.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Yeah.
No, Todd kills people on the side.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's on the down low.
And he does it on a budget, too. If you need to execute someone, that's got to see.
He could have gotten them a lot quicker had he called me.
Yeah. I'm not saying
I got a guy who gets you your lethal injection drugs.
He doesn't like us.
But I don't fly with it.
Governor of our state.
Because I got a job.
Because you got a job.
He doesn't like us. We've been giving him crap for years. He's not a fan.
What about the hot mayor? I saw. Is the mayor as hot as
we don't? We don't talk local politics so much, so we really don't know her that well.
Okay,
but she is a good looking.
She's
woman.
Good, right? Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't know her, so we really don't talk local
not
politics.
Not a flattering photograph. No. She's just really a good looking lady.
The national guy, our governor's made national news because Colbert just rips him a new ass.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, the dollar store Lex Luthor, enormous thumb. He ripped him. You know.
So, get a story
so we
the
made
other
it,
day.
Ricketts is a national name, so we can still talk about him a lot.
Some mayor. Where was she the mayor of? They found the topless photo of her.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh no, I was talking about Ray Donovan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The girl right from
Showtime is where that was.
Showtime.
We're talking about a fictional mayor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was talking about a fictional mayor.
We were hoping our real-life mayor would do that.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, Todd said that.
The first lady, if you want to see.
So when we do
she's
talk,
if you want to see political boobs, you got first lady boobs for the first time in American history.
She's naked everywhere.
When we do talk local politics, it's just very misogynistic.
keep it fair.
Yeah, keep it fair.
That way it keeps everybody interested.
Right.
The misogynists in Wichita and the misogynists in Lincoln also enjoy that.
Right.
So you may have heard that Canada recently legalized recreational cannabis.
Really? I think we had a segue on that.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. The laws here.
We went right back to we went from that to a naked mayor. All right. I'm proud of this show.
I'm having a little deja vu here.
Me too. That was weird. You do the story already?
But it is illegal to transport it across the borders of the country, the international borders.
Yeah, I think we had this discussion the other day, or just about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but we haven't discussed it
further. Yeah, but it ended there.
Yeah.
Is this where we veered?
This is where we veered. But, you know, we have to kind of reset the whole thing.
Sure. I'm with you, Craig.
So to address this, Toronto's Pearson Airport set up these handy little disposal bins for anyone who showed up for an international flight. They can say, since I can't take this, I'll just throw it in the bin. And so on the social media, these bins showed up, mm-hmm. and everyone was saying, oh, well, that's great. So you go there, and you can just reach in, and you've got weed.
I got it. Yeah.
You know, you're going into the country.
Right.
Oh, well, there's free weed. You know, everybody else is throwing it away. Here, I've got weed now.
I like that, a weed exchange program, basically.
Yeah, but they say it doesn't work like that.
Oh, it's like sitting down at a restaurant.
Well, it's like
going,
give a penny.
The money.
You give a penny, take a penny. It could be in store.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it's compared to.
Take a bud, leave a bud.
The sad part of this is that the Greater Toronto Airport Authority spokesperson, Robin Smith, said, free weed is incorrect. Once something goes into the container, it does not come out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys probably weren't given a penny.
Yeah, these bins are monitored by contractors and emptied by a disposal service. Thus, passengers cannot remove anything from them.
I would think it would be something at security. You would just drop in there, and you're not going through security again when you're
coming. Well, you roll the buckets around, and they fill up for the guys coming up, landing, you know?
He's trying to help
That's
people.
That's the thing.
Yes. Yeah. Take a penny, leave a penny.
That's what it should be.
But you can't go backwards through security.
Are guys throwing blow and heroin in there, too? You got any blow in here? I'm looking around for blow or heroin.
It's like drug potpourri.
I'm about to make weed happen. Right. Somebody throw their blow in here?
Now, since Sean has to smoke weed in order to sleep.
I have to.
Yeah, do you have to?
No, because you can't drink anymore?
It just upsets me.
Okay.
you got to have a guy in every pore? Somebody to hook you up wherever
you
go?
You act like he travels with his act. Right.
I still have people.
Golly. Who hired him to feature this weekend.
I know. Well. I like to be kind to the simple people every once in a while.
Well, it's the holidays, charity. You know, you got to give charity. It's charity.
Yeah. And sorry about your power.
And Vic's that strong.
I can pick up the slack. It's fine.
He can carry it.
Yeah, he'll be doing 8 minutes by the end of the week.
As a feature.
I'm cutting him back.
Still 8 minutes stronger than you, but anyway.
Once again, we're trying to sell tickets.
You got to come out. Always great when you...
BunnyBoneOmall.com. Vic's great, and Sean's great.
Well, a lot of people remember Sean Gannant from the good old days, because he used to do crazy stunts for you guys.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when you had him dress up like a mountain lion in a ditch off of Maple Street?
I remember that.
Because people had sighted a lion.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that one.
So 6 a.m. traffic, he's there because my son went with you.
That's right.
People are honking and waving and calling the show saying, we just saw
You could have been darted.
I remember that. There was I went to some costume rental place and got a mountain lion suit. And I remember at one point I was doing jumping jacks on the corner and I fell and rolled. On the side.
Like mountain lions do, they jumping jacks a lot.
That's true.
Very indigenous to mountain lions.
Cardiovascular experts. The puma.
That's why he's here.
All right.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Did they even rent? Did you have to spend your own money on the costume?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
That was a good bit. Craig, what else is going on?
Are there mountain lions in Nebraska?
Yeah, there are. There are.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to run into one. There's one on outside that, your hotel anytime.
No, I know that.
One on 130th and Center. Apparently, that one day.
Yeah.
If you go on my Instagram, there's a picture of a bobcat in in a neighborhood in Texas. My friend, it's a regular cul-de-sac neighborhood.
And just a bobcat.
And he's a massive bobcat sitting on it, two doors down from his house. It's just sitting on his neighbor's roof. Man. Yeah, I was afraid. Yeah, my friend took the pic. I go, how'd you get this close?
Right.
I'd have been that scared to walk up, and he's like, because he's got a little Jack Russell, and he was walking the dog, and he looked over and saw this thing.
And that's just food for that.
Yeah,
outline.
Absolutely.
The dog is. The
but everybody thought I'd faked it or photoshopped it. No, it's a real picture that my friend sent me saying, look what lives
we're in their
two
territory.
Doors down from
we're
me.
Starting to come around and all.
Right, yes. Absolutely.
We've encroached on
their
homes.
Territory, right?
Deloitte's 2018 Global Mobile Consumer Survey found that Americans are now checking their smartphones collectively about 14 billion times a day. That works out to an average of 52 looks per user per day.
God.
So if you're
average.
If you're up for, what, 15, 16 hours, you're talking about three times an hour or something like that?
Average.
Average.
Okay. Now,
does that count
looking at the time? You don't wear a watch?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it, but I look at the clock a lot on that thing.
20% of us now use them as our primary form of online access at home.
So instead of using the computer, they're just
my Facebook or Twitter and just it's on my phone. I'm never on my computer on either one of those sites.
Yeah,
but I have noticed that what I've done recently, just for my own sanity. Is to take the phone and leave it somewhere else. So when I'm on the couch watching TV, the phone is not sitting next to me. Now you feel a Jones once in a while, like, man, where's my phone? But if you get past that, you realize you're happier.
Yes.
You're much happier just channel surfing and not checking out horrible Facebook or Twitter.
Yes.
My favorite thing
But it's a tough thing. You got to worry about because we all do this for work.
I love leaving mine at home. It's still my favorite. That's the reason why I go to the park every day is just to have an excuse to leave it at home.
You leave it at home?
I never take it.
Good idea.
2 hours. Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Good idea.
My standard track takes about 85 minutes where I go. But I never have it with me.
All right. That helps.
It's wonderful.
You're right.
I walked into the yoga studio the other day, and there's a chick sitting on the mat looking at her phone.
Oh.
I wanted to kick her in the face.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that illegal? You should have. Just say it was a move.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing a downward kick on your face. Yes.
I don't think it's illegal, but I don't think you should do that.
I don't either. Because, by the way, not only does it affect her, it affects you because you're seeing it. Right.
The worst is when people are crossing the street and they're strolling and checking, scrolling their phone. And then they don't just walk across the street, and then they do like the diagonal.
People die that way, too.
I saw a lady.
Now about New York, man.
And especially now with because most people do use the smaller earbuds.
Yes.
But you do see a lot of people with the Beats, the full-on Dr. Dre.
Right.
And it's a mom with like twins in a stroller
with New York City.
Giant headphones on, right. And I saw a lady last year. She was going to the bus stop, and there was a giant pile of dog poop on the curb. And she didn't see it because she had her headphones on. And was watching the twins, and she skidded. She stepped in the poop and slid, and the bus was pulling into the bus stop at the same time, and the bus had to lay on its brakes to keep from plowing right into her.
Wow.
Because she was into her phone, and I go, I almost saw death by dog poop smartphone.
Yeah.
The worst obituary ever.
Yes.
You know, only if you're listening to, like, Celine Dion. Would that be any worse? Way to go.
Man.
But I almost saw it, then I thought you're going to see that. There's got to be somebody.
Do you think
in
that
the
we
city
ever
somewhere in America?
Do you think there's critical mass, and then we push them away in the future at all? A little bit. I'm just asking.
I think we'll figure out some different way of doing it.
Do you think there's critical mass? People realizing that the world sucks because we're all just doing it all the time.
I think it'll end at 100%.
Yeah, I think you're right. I like that.
Right now, 94% of 18 to 24 year olds have a smartphone.
94%.
Well, you know.
Really?
And they're addicted to it.
Yeah. By the way, follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook's up there. You can listen to us on the app.
And pictures of Craig on Instagram.
Make sure you refresh your screen every 10 seconds.
FunnyButOmaha.com. You get that on the web on your phone. Check it out.
Please.
Get tickets to these guys. So we're our own worst enemies, I guess. But I think it's just a constant just looking completely at it. If you're not getting a text, there's nothing to look at if you're walking down the street. Getting a text,
a
what's to look at?
Right.
Or a call?
You know,
while you're walking. I know.
There is the well-known phenomenon of the fear of missing out.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Of what? What are you missing out on?
Yes.
Exactly.
What are you missing
out on? No. You don't know.
Oh,
it could be anything.
Anything.
Wow. Yeah,
right. Well, how you gonna know if you don't? How you gonna know what you're missing out on if you don't keep in constant contact?
But we're also gonna reach a generation where there'll be nobody on Earth that doesn't remember them not being here. We're still in the even people as young as 35 still remember not constant smartphones. But that group is we're all going to get older and go away, and there's going to be a whole group of people that never knew nothing but smartphones, and that's even scarier, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
Because even though we use them and we're addicted to them, we remember a day they weren't around,
and you had to actually talk to somebody.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, we enjoy. You know, we remember the good old days. Well, you know what? Rotary.
And I'll tell you another thing is we have that little app on both our kids' phones, and it tells us exactly where they're at. I am so glad that didn't exist.
Oh my
when
God.
I was a teenager.
Oh,
my kids are 14 and 16, and my wife just says, they're there, they're at that house, they're there, they're there. With us, we've joked about this all the time on the radio. If I was 17 or 18, Mike's out of the state. We used to drive the I used to drive to Maryland. We would go to Maryland or Jersey from Central PA just to party and not tell anybody. We'd get in the car and go. Let's go. We'll be back later.
Yeah, but
and, oh, he's in Jersey. You know, and
be
you'd
bad.
Be in trouble. You'd be in trouble,
right?
You know,
but you know what? Like the kids.
But I'm glad I know where my kids are at. But I'm glad they didn't know where I was at.
But the kids today, that are like, or maybe the babies today that are going to grow up to be teenagers, and they're going to get around your Apple
phone. Oh, they eventually will.
Sure. And I don't know how. That's scary to me. Like, well, I don't have kids, but like,
but they'll get around.
Because they're born into it. They'll just be.
But I also think that they don't care if we know where they're at now. I've noticed that. Now, granted, they're not 17 or 18 and really partying their ass off or anything like that, but they don't care that we know they're
somewhere.
Do you
think they just take for granted that everybody knows their every move because
I think so.
That's the way things are now?
I think so.
That might make them be a little safer,
right?
Oh, I think they're totally safer than I was.
Yeah.
God, hell yeah.
But also, are they more cultured because of the internet too? So nothing's that big of a deal, like.
Oh yeah, there's got to be something positive. We don't know what it is.
Think about like when we were teenagers, like drinking, binge drinking, right? Like
they don't do as much.
Yeah, like
well, they don't like we did. Yeah. Oh, because we were more bored.
We didn't have the phone.
I do notice one phenomenon.
Do.
Got it. All right. The kids? My son sometimes will not even be with his buds, but they're all together at their own bedrooms, at their own houses.
Yeah, there's that thing.
And then that's crazy because when we were that age, we had to leave the house and go hang out. So I think ours was a little better that way.
I love that.
You hung out with your buds.
Right.
You hung out.
And they claim they're doing the same exact thing.
They are, but they're not sitting with each other.
They're not. But yeah, they are in a way.
They're in virtual reality.
Yeah, that's so strange.
And they're just texting you.
No, they're talking. A lot of times they're playing Fortnite or something like that, but they're on the phones. They're on the headphones. They're all talking to each other like they're anywhere else, except they all have their own games in their own rooms.
And just text each other pictures of their junk.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Yeah, that's it. We still do that.
Sean, you post on Facebook. You look at Facebook.
Yeah.
You look at Facebook and you ask, are people more cultured? Seriously? go through your news feed sometime. Tell me if people are more cultured today because of social media.
That's Sean, all you see. Know, literature, art.
Sean, we're on the same page politically. I see each other's posts all the time. They're not cultured.
All right.
And you're lucky you live in California.
Guys, I might be wrong on occasion, all right? I might say something inaccurate.
You're trying to think of the positive things.
Yeah. I wasn't really thinking of Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah.
At Vic Kenley, at Sean
Not so much cultured, and maybe the kids are just ingesting more bad information.
What were you going to say, Puss?
I'm impressed that Sean once again, twice in one segment, brought it back to dink pics on a computer screen. You got a problem, dude.
Yeah, I do.
You have an issue.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.